Sports betting is now legal in the state of Louisiana. It still has to be signed into formality by the governor. We'll get to the bills. The governor's already signed State Representative John Stefanski's bill, and he's on the line with us right now. John, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Yeah, no, I'm doing well. I'm got to be honest. I'm back home in Crowley, and it feels pretty good. I like Baton Rouge, but it was time to come home.
I can only imagine. So now that sports betting will be legal in Louisiana, what outlets can bettors now use? Mobile, casinos, et cetera?
Yeah, exactly. So with sports betting passing and waiting signature by the governor, what we'll have is there'll be 20 licenses granted. Those licenses will be granted to the land-based casino in New Orleans, the riverboats, and also the racetracks that we have. So it's a total of 20 licenses. Those licenses, the physical sports book licenses, allow you to have two mobile licenses attached to those. And so you'll have the ability to have up to 40 mobile licenses. So if a person in Louisiana wants to place a wager on sports betting, they can do it in a couple ways. You can walk into one of those 20 license facilities and place a wager there at the book. You can also be able to download an app on your phone or go to a website on your computer and place a bet that way as well. And then there is a third way. The third way is we also granted a license to the lottery, which allows them to do kiosks in bars and restaurants. As long as you have a Class A liquor license, which provides for on-site consumption, you can have one of these kiosks, which are going to be provided by the lottery, in your bar or restaurant, and you'll actually be able to make a wager there as well.
Do you expect maybe in the Superdome that you can eventually, in time, place a bet in Tiger Stadium or the Superdome on mobile?
Yeah, I think you'll be able to. I think not only will you be able to place it on your phone. So, I mean, if we're sitting in a stadium, we're sitting at the Saints game in the Superdome, I see no reason why you wouldn't be able to place a bet on your phone there, and that's going to be allowed. The second thing is these kiosks that we discussed, I see a viability for them in those venues as well. You're able to consume alcohol, as you know, in the Superdome, also in Tiger Stadium now. So I see no reason why the liquor license laws wouldn't allow for this kiosk to be there as well. So sports betting, look, it passed pretty overwhelmingly around the state, 55 of the 64 parishes. People have been very vocal in telling me that this is something that they want. That was kind of my motivation for pushing it. So I think we're making it as easy to access as we can for the citizens of Louisiana.
So what did the legislature come to an agreement on in Rick Ward's bill on where the money will go from sports betting?
Yeah, so ultimately what we settled on is 25% is going to go to early childhood education. So the biggest chunk there is going to early childhood. The next biggest chunk is 10% is going to the locals in which the bets are placed. So we wanted to find a way to compensate the locals, because if you're a parish that passed it versus a parish that didn't pass it, while they may benefit from the state money, there needs to be some – We felt there had to be some benefit. So 10% is going to the locals, and then the other pots are much smaller. One's going – a little pot of money is going to the horseman's purse. I think it may be 1% or 2%. 2% is going to some disability services, and then 2% is going to addiction counseling, pumping some money to make sure that, you know, people who do have an issue with this in the form of an addiction, there's some money for them to get help.
State Representative John Stefanski here on Sports Talk Betting is now legal, not officially, but on its way. How do the two bills differ?
Yeah, so, I mean, really the bills differed because, you know, when we started this process way back when we put this on the ballot, we said that in order for sports betting to be legal in Louisiana, it must pass of a referendum vote in the parishes in order to have it. And then secondly, it must be regulated and taxed. So when the Senate President and I and Senator Rick Ward sat down, we looked at it, and Senate President indicated he wanted to file the regulatory bill. That's what he ultimately filed and what passed. I filed the tax and fee bill. And then along the way, I also added an element of the lottery, like we talked about for the kiosk. So mine has the lottery regulations, the taxes and the fees in my bill. And then Senator Ward went ahead and filed his bill to appropriate the money in order to take care of some of those key needs we discussed.
Over the last few years, we've lost some money to Mississippi because the sports betting was legal over there. How much do you think stays within the state now that it'll be legal here?
Yeah, no, I think that was a huge issue. I heard it from a lot of people. Hey, look, you know, I'll just drive over to a casino in Mississippi and place my bet, you know, and particularly on those big bets and those prop bets. Maybe let's say, hey, we want to see LSU. Let's see if LSU can win the national championship. You know, people are driving over there and making those. So that's an important element as well. As far as the exact numbers, I think it would be hard for them to tie down exactly how much was leaving Louisiana and going to Mississippi. But, you know, there's another element in there as well, which I've continued to talk about. I mean, it's no secret. There's a lot of people placing wagers right now in Louisiana on sports betting. You know, I mean, that's just the reality of what we're dealing with. And we're hoping that some of this, you know, some of the legalization and the regulation is going to steer some of that back to the state regulated entities that we discussed, the licenses and the lottery. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of the illegal market. You know, it's a reality. It's been going on probably since the country was founded in some way, you know, and so you're never going to get rid of that. But we are hoping between the losses that we're having in Mississippi and also the illegal market, we're going to be able to get the lion's share of the sports betting market here.
I know, John, and my audience, our audience here, whenever we have any kind of odds maker on, man, they are texting and calling, wanting to get insight. So it's very popular. The sports gambling segments that we do on this show and on other shows are very, very popular. So I think you're right as to, you know, people have been doing it for a while. It's you're not going to stop it. In particular, now it's going to be Louisiana. How much is there? This might be a bad question, John. So bear with me here. But has there been any calculation on New Orleans being a destination city, other parts of the state get their fair share of tourism as well? Has there been any way to calculate how the average tourist might be coming to Louisiana for just to see the sights, but also now that gambling is legal, sports gambling, they might be enticed to make a couple of bets while they're here?
No, I think you're right. I think it's certainly going to be an element of tourism. I think we're going to see that. And I mean, as far as projections on what that might be, I have not seen anything from the tourism industry about directly how it would affect it. But I mean, the reality of it is, you know, we only have one land-based casino here in the state, and it's located in downtown New Orleans, you know, and it's a popular destination. And now, you know, one of the elements of this is if you want one of these 20 licenses, okay, even though we're giving you the opportunity to get it, we have some things that you have to do in order to be able to access that. And the number one thing is you have to physically build out a sports book, and it has specifications and it has size limitations. So when you think of a traditional Vegas-style sports book, that's what these casinos are mandated to build out. So I think that in and of itself is going to be an attraction, you know, with the multiple TVs, the multiple viewing areas. You have to think that's going to drive tourism, and specifically to New Orleans for that.
In particular, you're competing with Mississippi on that front too, because there's some great sports books over there. I've been to them that have these, you know, these plush couches, the big screen TVs, and make it really easy. So yeah, that's another competitive aspect that I think is a good thing. What timeline do you give the Gaming Commission to get sports betting running later this year?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing that's a little disturbing is our head of the Gaming Control Board just resigned. I'm not sure if you saw that. I believe it was in the news yesterday. So that has me worried. I'll be honest with you. That is probably the worst possible timing we could have had, because we were trying to push sports betting out as quick as possible. However, I'm confident that they will pick someone good and someone with knowledge of the inner workings of really all of gaming here in Louisiana. So I'm okay with I think we're going to be okay. The second thing that I would tell you is we came up with some clever language, and the Senate president did specifically, that talks about a provisional license. So we know that, you know, building out these sports books is going to take a while, but to be able to launch a mobile app can happen much quicker. It's already going on in other states. And so we wrote that they can have a provisional license. So we think the mobile license, the mobile application, is going to be able to go online much quicker than the build out of the sports books. So with that provisional language in there, I think it's gonna speed up the timeline dramatically. I hate to give these estimations because you're destined to let people down, you know. But I mean, I'm looking at November. I'm looking at October. I really do think that's realistic in the middle of football season. Before, if you had asked me, I was saying by the Super Bowl. simply because, you know, we didn't have this provisional license, and I was wondering how long it was going to take to build out these sports books. I don't think that's being too optimistic. I really do think kind of in the mid-fall we could be looking at this live in Louisiana. And because, quite frankly, there's just too much money on the table. The amount of money that is on the table for not only the locals but the state and all these casinos to make is tremendous. And I'll tell you one more thing. You spoke a little bit about the Mississippi sports books. Part of this process, which is unique, is I talked to everybody. I mean, if you had any interest in probably any gambling/gaming in Louisiana, I probably talked to you over the past 4 months, trying to craft the language for these bills and trying to work on building a coalition of support to make sure that they pass. And what I have talked to many of these casino owners about what they're planning on building, and it is very cool. You know, I mean, we're talking about multi-million-dollar investments in all of these licensees to build out these sports books. So you can expect them to exceed or at least match anything you've seen across the United States, in my opinion.
State Representative John Stefanski here on Sports Talk. And John, you mentioned that there's a lot of money tied to this. Can you quantify the amount of money that's going to be here because of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, so our early projections were, you know, looking as high as $50 million to the state with the first tax rate that I put on it, which was a little aggressive. With the tax rate we have on now, which is 10% if you place a bet in the casino, 15% if you place on your phone, we think it's going to be around the, you know, $20 to $30 million, I like to say 25. As far as the amount of money that's wagered, I mean, it's in the billions. I mean, it is, you know, I mean, it's the amount of money that's going to be placed on probably yearly is probably, you know, with a B, you know, Yeah, I think we're talking about that kind of money. Yeah.
I feel your pain, by the way, on giving predictions on when we might see gambling, because, man, if I give a prediction on who's going to win a game, if I'm wrong, man, I get blamed for it. You said the Saints were going to win and they didn't, so it's your fault. So I get it.
Yeah. They let you hear it. They let it look, constituents, the way listeners let you hear it, I hear it from constituents. And look, I carried the fantasy sports bill along with Senator Talbot a couple years ago, and I have let people down tremendously because fantasy sports has taken so long for the gaming control board to make it go live, and that's been very frustrating. So that's why I'm so hesitant. I've been down this road before, and it's not a fun one to be in.
You must be reading my mind, because I was going to ask you about the timeline for fantasy football or fantasy sports gambling.
Yeah, and so, you know, we passed, I again had the regulatory and tax piece back in, we did that, I believe, in the special session last summer. And it by the start of the regular session of this legislature, which was in April, it was still not live. The last update I got from Gaming Control Board is they expected everything to be rolling by May. And admittedly, with session, I've just been so tied up. I keep meaning to give them a call and check, and I always forget. So, but if it's not already live here in Louisiana, it should be momentarily. That is all the information they've been giving me. But I have been very disappointed. Before I went from saying November ish then to January then to March, and that date kept getting pushed back because it is a complicated technology when you talk about geofencing and the ability to be able to shut off bets depending on one parish or the other, and my understanding is that is what has taken so long with fantasy sports, but they think they have it in a good posture, and they're using this expertise to be able to drastically speed up sports betting, because sports betting is basically the same thing with the geofencing in the parishes that passed it versus the ones that didn't. So
what is geofencing? What is geofencing?
Yeah, geofencing is, so let's say, you know, I live in Acadia Parish, okay? I live right next door to Lafayette Parish. Let's say Lafayette did not pass sports betting, but Acadia did. So when I'm driving on the interstate heading back to Baton Rouge, I have to pass through Lafayette. It will actually shut off my app and not allow me to place a bet while I am in the geographical limits of a parish that did not pass it. And so we have that with those nine parishes that didn't pass sports betting. So that technology has to be there. Now, fantasy sports is a little different. It was spotty. You know, there were more parishes that didn't pass it than sports betting. And so I think, you know, with more parishes, more geofencing, you can imagine more technology involved in that and more time to get all that prepped. But Game Control Board told us at a meeting in early April when we had them at the table that they're using this experience for fantasy sports to help make sports betting go live much faster.
Man, I don't know how your head didn't explode with understanding the geofence and stuff. And, I mean, just going through all that technology, my head would have popped off. State Representative John Stefanski.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what I was going to tell you is you know, it is like that. You know, we're legislators. So I'm a state rep, okay? There's 105 of us. It also is a part-time job. So you can imagine you're juggling home stuff, you're juggling real work stuff versus legislative stuff. It can be overwhelming at times, but, I mean, you know, you just got to – it's like anything else. It's like sports, you know? I mean, you put the time in. You put the effort, you do the training, and you usually find success. And it's similar to legislation. You study, you read all the material you can, you talk to the experts, and you educate yourself so that you can make the best call and the best vote for your district and for the state.
State Representative John Stefanski here on Sports Talk. Sports gambling is legal, or it's been at least approved through the state legislators. And it's waiting on the signature of John Bel Edwards, and he's already signed your bill, so I'd imagine there's going to be no objection from the governor. You heard the timeline, potentially. By the way, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, look, I watched the governor's press conference yesterday. He mentioned it. He talked about it. He had already signed mine. I see no reason why he's not going to sign Senator Cortez's bill or Senator Ward's, and I want him to do that quicker, sooner rather than later, because I want to get this to the Game and Control Board as soon as possible and try to make this go live. We have football season coming up, and there's going to be a lot of anxious people, so we want to get it rolling.
Hey, a good friend of mine is John Ilg. He's a colleague of yours, I believe.
Absolutely, and he's doing a great job. You know, we all call him Big. You know, everybody just fondly refers to him. Yeah, and the first day he showed up, you know, so I've done one term. Big came in this term. You know, I walked up to him. I said, "How you doing, Mr. Ilk?" He's like, no, Big." He goes, "Everybody calls me Big. That's what I want to be called. Call me Big." And he is big in every sense of the word. Yeah, he is a large individual. And we have some other big guys around the Capitol. Specifically, we have a representative, Cedric Glover from Shreveport, who is a big guy. At least I thought he was a big guy until Big John Hill showed up. And but man, he is doing an excellent job for his region, for y'all's area. He is a great rep. He's smart, and he is working hard, and he's going to make he's going to do great. He's going to find much success, I believe, in politics because he has the right personality for it, and he has the right work ethic. So you got a good friend over there.
Yeah, I've known him for over a decade, and When he won, I was like, "Yeah, you're gonna do well." I know his intelligence. I know his drive and his principles. So yeah, I was like, "Yeah, you're gonna do quite well." So, nonetheless, hey, I enjoyed the conversation and great job, all your staff and the legislators that got this thing going and got it through. I know you spearheaded quite a bit of your bill, but this is for my industry, Jeff. John, this is a huge deal for a show like mine.
Yeah, look, it's a huge deal for the state. I mean, it is, you know, a lot of people wanted this, and it took a lot of work. You know, I really credit, you know, Senator Cortez and Senator Ward, you know, and I really sat down, worked very hard on this to make it a reality. And the language is complicated. You know, I was talking about this the other day. I spent, you know, Mother's Day, you know, it locked in an office in Baton Rouge working on this stuff gave up a lot of time because it was important, and we want to make sure we got it right. Because the worst thing you can do is when voters approve something, then we go to the Capitol and we can't get it done. I'll be honest, it's embarrassing, you know, and I wanted to make sure that didn't happen in this case. So my pleasure. I'm happy it's a reality. Now we just got to put some pressure on the Game and Control Board, make sure we get it as quick as possible.
Did your wife forgive you yet for working on Mother's Day?
Well, I'm not married, so okay. But my mom, I was a little late for dinner, but no, she of course forgives me. This job is a lot of sacrifice, but it's important. It's everybody, you know, everybody's a critic, but you know, we have a state that needs to do some massive changes. You know, we just do. We have all of these things that people love to talk about that we need to fix between infrastructure and education and creating jobs. and we don't. You know, we don't make bold decisions and bold changes to move our state forward. We have to start doing that, and we have to start sending people to the Capitol that are willing to make very difficult decisions, but ones that are going to make our state better. And so I think Big's one of those guys. I'm glad you brought him up. I hope I'm part of that team as well. And, we're, you know, sports betting may not save the world, but it also is something that most citizens can say, well, yeah, that makes sense. You know, so it's happy. I'm happy to get some of those things done.
John, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. State Representative John Stefanski. Sports gambling is legal in the state. Well, it's going to be signed by the governor, but we're on our way. Positive news as I see it. Would You Rather is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.